Good morning and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm your host, Terry Beckstrom, and we're coming to you from our World Broadcast Studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. We're glad you joined us. Today's podcast is about communication, a topic that I love. Specifically today, I want to talk to the parents who are listening about their communication style with their kids. Couldn't we all use a little help in that category sometimes? So thanks for joining us today. So how's your communication with your son or daughter? Do you talk to them every day? Do you know what's going on in their lives? You know, a lot of parents don't think that's important anymore. I beg to differ. I don't think there's anything more important for a parent than communicating with their kids. If you haven't noticed and you're a parent, there's a lot going on right now in this world. It's kind of crazy. You know, there are problems with drugs. There are kids who are shooting schools, or rather shooting people in schools. If you look at the news every day and you're uplifted by that, you're probably not watching the same news that everybody else is. It can be a little depressing out there. There's a lot of problems right now in this country. There are a lot of problems. There are a lot of problems with teen depression. There's a big problem with teen drug use, teen alcohol use. I'm not one who's going to come to you and talk about teen alcohol abuse. People like to separate the two, abuse and use. I'm here to tell you that any alcohol use by a teen is abuse. Shouldn't be doing it. There's an epidemic of drug use in this country that seems to be something that we like to put on the back burner and not discuss. One of those issues that people would just not discuss, or rather not discuss, because it's not so pleasant. You know, I've had a lot of parents come up to me when I've spoken at different events and venues, and I've had parents come up to me who've lost kids from drug overdoses. I don't know about you, but if you've ever talked to somebody who's actually lost a child from a drug overdose, it affects you when you look into their eyes and you see the pain. It affects you. Well, you might be saying that doesn't have anything to do with me. My kid's great. He's a fine grade A student. Well, I'm here to tell you that I've talked to a lot of parents whose kids were those fine straight A students. They're not around anymore. It goes to the issue of what I'm going to talk about today. This is going to be a very brief podcast, but I hope that it travels to your heart. The time for communication with your kids is right now. All this stuff about parents, you know, I want to give my kid a lot of space. I don't want to be the helicopter parent. Well, you know what? We might need a little more, or a few more helicopter parents out there, folks. Here's what your kids want from you. They want love. They want acceptance. They want to feel like they have a purpose. They want to feel like they're liked. They need to communicate with you. You know, you need to begin, especially if you're parents of young kids, you need to begin your communication with your kids at a very early age. And I'm not saying if you haven't that hope is lost, because it's not. But I am telling you that your kids need you. They need you to communicate with them. And if they're 17, 18 years old now, and you're trying for the first time to communicate with them, that's good if that's all you have to work with. But if you're the parent of younger kids and you haven't taken the time to communicate with them, I'm here to tell you that that's important. From a very early age, from the time they're first able to talk, I want you to start communicating with your kids. I want you to get down on their level, look them in the eyes, play with their toys with them, go outside and play with them, throw a ball with them, and talk to them while you're doing this. Ask them how they're doing. Ask them what's going on in their life. Ask them about their friends. Ask them about worries in their life. Ask them about problems in their life. Communicate with them. Every day, communicate with your kids. You know, if you do this at an early age, when they're older, they're going to come to you with all their problems and their issues. And when I tell you that they need you there, I can't emphasize enough as to how much they actually do need you. They don't need to get advice from a fellow 14, 15, 16-year-old on what to do in their life. Those underdeveloped prefrontal lobes are not very good at offering up advice. They need a mature voice, someone who is emotionally stable, and someone who knows something about life and the consequences of their actions, and that's you as a parent. If you feel like you hadn't been a very good parent, that you've let them down, whatever, that's no excuse for starting today to be the best parent you can actually be. What does that start with? That starts with love, unconditional love. Being the parent that loves your child, that tells your child every day that you love them, puts your arms around them and hugs them. You're there to protect them, to love them, to care for them, to find out what they need in their life. You're there to be a parent. So be a parent. Don't criticize them. Don't tell them they don't look good. Don't tell them they're not smart. Don't tell them they're not going to do anything with their life. That's called a self-fulfilling prophecy, by the way. And if you keep telling them these negative things, they're going to end up being just what you are telling them they're going to be. Is that what you want? No. You want to tell them that they're good. You want to tell them, well, let me start off by telling you, you want to tell them right from wrong, first of all. You want to tell them what to do and what not to do. You want to tell them to obey the law. You want to tell them to stay away from alcohol and drugs. You want to tell them to find the right crowd to hang around with at school. You want to tell them, hey, you need to be in church at a youth group. Get involved with things where you can do things in your life that are going to make a difference for the positive. That's what they need. They need to be surrounded by other kids who are positive, who have a positive influence on their life. And I say to you that, yes, church youth groups are probably some of the best places to be. Get them involved with Sunday school at an early age at church. Find a good church. That's where I get started. It saved me from a lot of problems. You know, your kids are your responsibility. And I tell you this, and I tell you this with love as strongly as I can tell you, what it is that your kids need is some direction in their lives. They need somebody to communicate with, somebody to tell them right from wrong, somebody to lead them in a direction that is going to end up positively in their lives. That's what they need. And you know what? People aren't telling you that anymore. People aren't telling you what you really need to hear as a parent. How about this? Turn the TV off in your house. Try and have dinner with your kids and your family every night. Stop arguing. Stay off your phone. We're going to do multiple podcasts on the phone coming up, but that phone is, listen to me on this, destroying the lives of people. It's destroying families. It's destroying people's lives because they can't put it down. They go to the phone for everything, for advice, whatever. They can't. Stay off the phone. Stay off your phone. Make phone-free zones in your home at dinner time. Take it away from them at night. Do this from an early age. Don't get kids addicted to those phones. Don't get them addicted to the TV sets. Oh, can you tell that's a hot button for me? So here's my encouragement as we wrap this podcast up. I want you to do all that you can to connect with your kids. Connect with your kids on an emotional level. Find out what matters to them. Find out what's hurting. Find out what they need to talk about. So what's my message to parents today? How do we want to end this podcast? Here's what I want to say, and I want to make this very clear. As a parent, you're needed. You have a responsibility, and that responsibility is to raise your kids to be good, productive citizens and to raise them with unconditional love. If you're not doing that, start it today. I want you to go find your kids wherever they are, and I want you to give them a big hug. Look them in the eyes and tell them you love them. And I want you to ask them today, what's going on in your life? What can I help you with? Moms, dads, put your smartphones away, put your computers down, put your magazines and newspapers down, turn the stupid TV set off, you go and find your kids. You do with them activities that they want to do, and you connect with them, and you find out what's going on in their lives, and you be there to help them. You give them a good advice. You point them in the right directions. And you tell them, if there's ever anything you need to talk about, that you can come to me. That's what I'm here for. There's just no excuse for so many problems with so many kids today, and I have to blame it, a lot of it, on the parents. You know how many kids I've talked to who tell me they don't communicate with their parents? Do you know how many parents I've talked to who tell me they don't communicate with your kids? So I know it's a problem. I've heard it enough times. So where are you today? What are you going to do to make a difference in your kid's life? What are you going to do to help your kid? Above all else, be there for them. Love them. Care for them. Communicate. That's our show today. Glad you joined us. You can tell there's some passion in my heart about this subject, and there's a reason. I hope you have a great week next week, and I hope you join us every week for another podcast. Until next week.